1.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
You are indeed tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory, the University of British Columbia. It's Monday, March 12th. Lovely afternoon. Thank you to Chris, as always, for the Parts Unknown show. Closing that with a tough customer. Another fun fact, if you were listening to Chris Horrific about Tough Customer, they're going to be on a super special compilation record that CITR is putting out that has been under wraps for a few months and is going to be revealed to the world tomorrow. So keep an eye out for that. And then, yes, playing their tape release show this Friday. Right now you're listening to The Burrow. It's on every Monday from 3 until 4 p.m. My name is Andy Resto. And this week, going to have a couple of guests on the show. Ben and Ian Brown, who are otherwise known as Zen Dogs, put out a record earlier, a month ago or so. And we will chat with them about it. I will get them in the studio very shortly. They're going to play some songs for us, some improv songs. We're going to chat. Ben is an old friend of the program's been here before, knows the drill. We're going to start off with a request from Ian from the group, which is a Tom Waits song. Very serendipitous? No. What's the word I'm looking at? Synchronicity. Just had a conversation about Tom Waits earlier in the day, and last week was talking to somebody about when Tom Waits is going to put out a new album, if he will, and we were talking about dead rock stars and whatnot, and I started thinking about Tom Waits and when he will be a dead rock star one day. Anyway, it's macabre, one might say. We're going to start off with San Diego Serenade from The Heart of Saturday Night, and then on the other side, we'll introduce Zen Dogs and chat and listen to music, etc. You tune into The Burrow, CITR 101.9 FM.
Saw your tears until they rolled down your
That was San Diego Serenade by Tom Waits from the heart of Saturday Night here on the Borough, CHR 101.9 FM. Back and now joined in the studio by Ben and Ian Brown, a.k.a. Zen Dogs, well known as Zen Dogs across the continent. How are you two doing?
Good. Good, thank you.
Yeah, really good. Yeah.
Great. So, first off, Tom Waits, Heart of Saturday Night, that was a request from you, Ian. Where did that come from, the idea to play that song? And maybe we can have a brief Tom Waits chat before we jump into what else is going on.
Well, the first thing is it's really hard to hear you because I'm a little hard of hearing. Okay. Is there any way you could speak a little louder there?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay. That's not my real voice. That's my old geezer voice, you know. Tom Waits. Yeah, actually, the first time I heard, really took notice of Tom Waits was the first time going west with a friend in his Camaro across Canada from Montreal to Vancouver. And we were going across the prairies and there was a lot of junk on the radio. And we were approaching Winnipeg, and I was looking at the huge skies, and suddenly this voice comes on with this gravelly voice, and he was singing Tom Traubert's blues. Wasted and wounded, you know, whatever, that one. And it just electrified me. I thought, who the hell is this? In the same way that maybe Joe Cocker did, you know, earlier on.
Yeah.
So that got me into Tom Waits.
Mm-hmm. My odd choice for favorite Tom Waits record, Bone Machine. Have you ever listened to Bone Machine from 1992?
Mm-hmm.
Strange one, but I think underrated. There's like Meal Variations from 97, which gets all these like top 10 90s albums rankings, but it's basically the same record as Bone Machine, and Bone Machine is 5 years earlier.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, then Heart of Saturday Night is this very like Americana diner late night mood. Yeah, it's a great suggestion to start things off. Otherwise, reason you're here today, both of you, new record as Zen Dogs. Maybe you want to talk about the project and what makes it maybe unique that people wouldn't know?
Take it away.
I'm going to hand over to my son, you see, because I like talking. He doesn't like talking so much, and so I am going to shut up and tell him.
Zen Dogs is a duo with me and my dad. We were playing a lot of blues since I was a little kid, and I was playing guitar at that time mostly, and then my dad taught me my first E7 chord and then got into blues and the pentatonic scales, and then he was playing piano mostly at the time. And then, so we played blues up until a few years ago, actually. And then we decided we both really had a love for improvisation, which is mostly what I do now on the drum kit, playing in improv bands. And so in the last couple of years, we just took a sharp turn and stopped doing blues and started playing totally improvised music. And then we made this album at the Monarch Studios, which was really cool. And then our good friend Mark Lawrence from Big in Japan Recordings at the China Cloud there mixed and mastered, which was really fun to be. I just thought him and my dad would get along good. And it was a really good time with him.
Yeah, it was good.
Great. How has the reception been? Are you doing any big release shows, any big tours? Going to go across Canada, do anything?
We got rejected from the Vancouver Jazz Festival. We got pretty sure it's a rejection from them. So, but we did play the China Cloud recently, which was really fun. They have a great, the China Cloud which is a great...
When you say, like, the rejection from... hate that word, but anyway. rejection... Oh God! I just changed the whole interview now from Vancouver, John. Yeah, what we were told was that they don't usually have improvisation. That's right. What Cole said.
Oh, did they tell you that?
Well, you told me that he said that to you.
He used his name. You weren't supposed to use his name.
Oh, sorry. Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't think anyone heard. Yeah.
And but we just played the China Cloud series. They got a nice Wednesday Invisible Taste series, and that was really cool. With Colin Cowan, you know, the good friend of this radio station, I think, Colin Cowan, and Dan Gaucher, host of the Wednesday night thing at the China Cloud. So we played that, which was great. And we're going to make, you can get the Zen Dogs album on Bandcamp right now. And then we're going to make some CDs, I think. And so, yeah, eventually there'll be some kind of copy.
Great.
Something, yeah.
I'm a big fan of CDs. I think they're out of style at the moment. I don't know if they're going to come back or not.
I heard they are. Recent, the word on the street is it's been long enough. I think just the 90s is coming back in general. So
yeah,
I feel
that's
like
true. Yeah.
What were you saying? What's not going to come back?
CDs.
Oh, CDs, right. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a big fan. I think right now there's a big push for records and cassettes. Lots of people like cassettes, but people think CDs are a bit useless. But I don't know. I'm into them. So I support the CD making process rather than something else. But we'll see how it goes. Great. You also, you're going to have some songs to play for us today. We could also just talk about histories of rejection, but maybe we'll save that for a different episode or
that might
later
be good.
On.
That might be good.
Go in a different direction. But you're here. Mm. We made it here. And we're going to hear some of the music. But I imagine that what is online on Bandcamp and what we'll hear right now is slightly different, or are they all in similar mode? Maybe we'll do one song now, and then we can come back and chat a little bit about where it's coming from or what the roots of it are.
I think I just want to say a word before we start, and that is that improvisation can mean different things. And for Ben and I, it's the word I like is conversation. We're having a musical conversation, and it isn't thought out beforehand. So when we went and recorded the album, we just went in, and what's on the album is from 6 hours in the recording studio with very little, if any, forethought. Just maybe a minimal kind of structure in our mind. So right now, that's basically what we're going to do. We're just going to see where it goes. It's about listening to each other and seeing what happens.
Great. So this is Zen Dogs live at Sierra 101.9 FM. Thank you.
you're a member of CITR and Discorder, but are you a true friend?
Get a Friends of CITR and Discorder card for $20 with discounts on Commercial Drive at
Audio Pile, High Life Records, Mintage, People's Co-op Bookstore, Stormcrow Tavern, The Rio Theater, JQ Clothing Limited, and Bone Rattle Music Limited. Wow, that's a pretty fast year flew by. Remember all those good times you had at CITR 101.9 FM and Discorder Magazine? Well, we do. We're hosting our annual general meeting and volunteer appreciation party on Wednesday, March 28th from 6 to 9-ish p.m. in the atrium of the AMS Nest. This is an annual event where our glamorous community comes together to celebrate the last year, start looking ahead, and acknowledge the fantastic contributions of all of our volunteers. There's going to be a beer garden with lots of free drink tickets for members, food provided by AMS Catering, short presentations by station staff and student exec, prizes, karaoke, and so much more. I'll see you there. The world is a better place because of Kim Kardashian's empire, Cheetos, fleece material, and Discorder.
It's a local, independent music magazine from CITR.
Which means that we can print whatever we heckin' want.
Album and live show reviews, interviews with artists, and sweet illustrations grace our pages.
And even you, listener, can contribute.
Just visit citr.ca/discorder/contribute.
You can grab it around town or read it at discorder.ca.
Forever local and forever free.
And we're back here live, CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory at the University of British Columbia. You're listening to The Borough. And this week I'm joined by Zen Dogs, Ben and Ian Brown, live. And before those messages, you heard a live performance from those two. That's great. How are you both feeling? Just hanging in there?
Terrible. I didn't have a nap.
It is, you know, it's the 3 to 4 p.m. It is a dead afternoon hour. It is the lull of the day. It really is like the bottom as far as I'm concerned. It's you just got to power through it. For all of you out there listening who might feel the same way, at least we have live music today. Is there anything to say about that last song? Any insight that could be given for the people out there?
You were talking about sponges, huh?
Well, there are a number of things I want to say, but I don't think there's time to get into them right now. I'm a teacher. I guess what I can say really quickly is that one thing that Ben and I have in common, we've got several things in common, but one thing is we both did really badly at school. And I became a teacher because I wanted to understand. I knew I wasn't stupid, and I wanted to understand why I did badly at school. And it's all about right brain, left brain. If anyone knows, I'm sure most of you do know what I'm getting into here. And we both learn in a way where Ben said sponge, because when we were off air, I was saying he learned. It was no good at BCC or Cap College because they were trying to teach him in a way that didn't work. And the way he learns is by osmosis, by picking up things, by asking a question at the relevant time and taking it in. And that's also the way I learn. So we have a lot in common there.
I brought you a little gift.
Yeah?
Yeah. I want to present you with this pear.
Wow. Thank you so much. Yeah. It's beautiful. I couldn't possibly eat it. I just want to look at it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll put it there. Give me inspiration.
Put it on the desk.
Thank you. Yeah.
Very much, it's like a teacher's desk.
Yeah.
So is there elements of that? Is that a dynamic in the songs and the way you're playing? Is there a teacher-student dynamic, or is it more now at this point an equal footing dynamic?
Well, it's gone both ways. Originally, I was the teacher, and he learned from me, and then it kind of equaled out, and we became equals. And then he went ahead of me musically. He went ahead of me, and then it's like now I would say that we're both teachers and students to each other. But musically, what he does on the drums, which is his primary instrument, leaves me speechless. It's just extraordinary what he does with rhythms, and it's just an incredible pleasure and honor to play with him. I love it.
Yeah, but you've been on the program before with other projects.
Yeah.
Or bursting in on other interviews.
Yeah.
But always for something to do with drums, playing drums and things in one way or another. So how is that? You said you started, I guess, by playing guitar when you're growing up, but how is it going back to that now and putting out a record with guitar? Is there any like similar things that you picked up through playing drums that have now been brought back in any way?
Yeah, it's nice because the album is half and half. Like we both, my dad started on cello and when he was a young boy, and then I started on guitar as a young boy. So it's nice. And then we both kind of took on other instruments for, you know, much more cumbersome, stupid decisions on both of our parts, really.
You didn't have to lift my piano around, though.
Yeah, you did have to lift my drums around. Yeah, I carried your cello here.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, we're settling the score slowly. Yeah,
right.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's nice. It's nice. So the album is half and half. It's piano and drums, and then it's the other half is cello and guitar. Mm-hmm. For me, it's all the same. Kind of at this point it's just whether you have ideas or not. I mean, it's just all kind of, I mean, the technique, I have basic technique on guitar and I have technique on drums, but then it's just, do you have something to say? And it just depends on the day, really, for that. So I do love the guitar, and I teach guitar still. So it's nice to be able to, on a typical day, I'm only playing guitar if I'm teaching AC/DC and Green Day licks, So it's nice to not play AC/DC and Green Day licks.
I would imagine. Another fun fact, if I were to rank my least favorite bands of all time, I might have AC/DC number one. It's just
number one.
It might be. It's very close.
But, I was just in Australia, and in Australia, we were talking about, okay, who are your biggest bands, and who are our biggest bands? And heads up, Canada, our biggest band in Australia is none other than Nickelback. And then Celine Dion maybe, and kind of Michael Bublé. That's okay. Anyway,
do they know about Tragically Hip there?
No, not really. No.
They didn't travel, because I'm from the States. Tragically Hip doesn't travel outside of Canada.
Right.
I didn't even know it much growing up. But Nickelback,
and Australia's biggest band is AC/DC. Sorry.
Is it? Okay. Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah, I guess that's true. Nickelback, their only North American shows this year are in Las Vegas for 5 days. I don't know why, but that's the only thing that they're playing this year. 5 days at an arena.
5 days straight?
Something like that, at an arena in Vegas. So that's the goal. That's the ultimate goal. Small steps. We'll play another song here and see where it goes. You good to go? For another one?
Yeah. Ben's the leader on this one.
All right. So this is N-Dogs once again live on The Burrow.
He's the top dog. I'm the underdog. Yeah. That's why we call ourselves N-Dogs. Okay. What the hell is he doing? Mm-hmm.
Full force. This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last. Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue. Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Born out of an initiative to give more voice to local women artists and musicians, Mixtapes is a Vancouver-based biannual mixtape featuring women-identified musicians and sound artists from the Pacific Northwest. The Spring 2018 edition will be coming out on May 10th, with all proceeds going to the Downtown Eastside Women's Shelter. Women-identified artists are invited to send their submissions to btchtapes@gmail.com. The release fundraiser will be held on May 10th at the Redgate Review Stage, featuring artists selected for this edition of the cassette.
Still tuned into the Burrow on CHR 101.9 FM. If you've been tuned in, you've been hearing live interview and songs from Zen Dogs, local duo. Everyone's still feeling okay?
Yeah. All
great.
Going up.
All right. We're still going strong. Got about 25 minutes left or so. Going to hear at least one more song from Zen Dogs Live. Wanted, though, to see if there are any other trying to think of father-son duos as earlier this afternoon. I was trying to come up with things I might play on the show, and I really couldn't think of any. I kind of blanked. I was trying to think of second generation.
Hank Williams
people.
And Hank Williams Jr.
Well, there you go. There's one.
Because I couldn't think of any until right then. Because when Hank Williams Jr. did that thing with the... I mean, I don't know if they played together live. I guess when he was a kid. But like when they did a commemoration thing after Hank Williams Sr. died, Hank Williams Jr. played with they played together with Hank Williams Sr. was on
a
recording. Yeah, on a screen behind him. Yeah,
yeah, okay. Because it's easy to think of in sports. There are a lot of father-son duos that end up either coaching or playing together. But music, I couldn't think of many. And especially in bands together. Yeah. But I will say it's somewhat heartwarming. I know that I don't know if I would be willing to do something like this with my dad. But I don't know if you get that kind of commentary a lot.
And tell us about your relationship with your father.
That's okay. Move on. What is this? I'm in the position of power here in this studio, so we won't go there. But it seems like a very positive musical relationship, at least here. Do you get a lot of commentary about that, or think about that a lot, that things seem to go pretty well with this project? Or is that...
I think the music is just an extension of our relationship, and we've always been really close. I don't know what to say. I mean, we always have been really, really close. It's been a special bond, and the music is just one manifestation of that. The most important one, probably. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think people are mostly just curious, and they just don't curious and confused and kind of and surprised. I think because it like you said, it's not that common, you know.
Yeah.
Especially to be together and do a project together, while you know we're both still around. It's. I think lots of people maybe pay tribute later on or something,
right,
to their parents, or or play when they're very young. Like, I'm a big Lenny Bro fan, and you know, this great guitar player from Winnipeg, and then he played in a family band growing up, and we didn't do that. We weren't the Partridge Family. We'll play now and then for Christmas, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did notice that it gets a lot of attention, like when I travel and stuff, because mm-hmm. I'll put little updates on social media. Oh, me and my dad. And every time I go abroad to Europe and stuff, they're like, you know, don't want to hear about any of the major tours I have or anything, like awards I've won. They're like, oh, so how's that band with your dad going? You know, I'm really excited for that, you know.
But at the same time, we don't want to promote that aspect of sort of, oh,
right,
isn't this cute, the father-son thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it comes out, but it's definitely not.
What do we want to promote?
What do you...
what now is the time, man.
That's a good question.
Say it loud.
Hey, I'm not sure.
I guess the thing is not that, you know, everyone has bad relationships with their parents. Like, I don't have a bad relationship with my dad, but it's the comfort level to do something creative with a parent is not normal, I'd say. And not normal is fine.
Well,
but
I mean, there's...
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, there's an elephant in this room, and the elephant is that, in my experience and most people I know, often the relationship with the father in particular in the last generation has been terrible. I mean, the father's either left or been abusive, or, you know, there's been... and my father was pretty abusive, and so that was really important to me as a dad, was to try and be the opposite of my father, which meant... infinite numbers of hugs. overdoing it in the other direction.
there's a duo that I think of quite often with this band, with Han Bennick and Misha Mengelberg, out of Amsterdam.
Yeah. Okay.
And there is have you checked it out?
No.
It's great. Even I invite you guys to check it out that are listening, even just to see the physical theater of it. It's not just music, but it's total theater. It's absolutely like an act. And Misha Mengelberg, they're both just virtuoso musicians from Amsterdam. Misha just recently passed away. Han's still alive. He's a 75, I believe, year old drummer who's still the best. And Misha would, on a typical gig, Misha would come out with a cigarette, waltz on stage late, kind of have his, you know, drink in his hand, put it down on the table, play two notes, and then get up and kind of go have a cigarette and walk around. And, you know, and Han is the opposite. He gets on stage and he's just like blaze of fury, virtuoso, slickly dressed, you know, early to the gig. And not that I'm saying one of us is Misha or one of us is Han, but I feel like there's a... It's like their family. They have this kind of relationship where they really love each other, but then they also really get on each other's nerves.
Yeah, right.
And there's something, they're very human, and there's something that translates when you watch that relationship. And with a lot of bands, I kind of don't feel that. You know,
I
still love seeing, like, we talked about Big Thief, I think, like last time I was here, and I love watching that band live because I feel they've been on the road so long lately. They've become a family, and you can see the dynamic. I love seeing that in a band, and I kind of miss that in bands when it's too, like, clean, you know?
Right, yeah.
I like seeing the dirt a bit, and I think that Zen Dogs brings a bit of dirt, as Han and Misha do, you know?
But. Yeah, I just like also to mention on top of that I think we're both really interested in mixed media. So it's not just cello, guitar, piano, and this, I mean, in the review we got, I think the guy was saying, like, this is... not necessarily negative, but it's kind of all over the place. My God, where's the focus? Well, I don't have an answer for that, because the mixed media thing, I mean, I'm really excited by the possibilities of using images, of using theater, of using rap, of, you know, it's like, it's kind of wide open, the possibilities, and Zen Dogs can be a vehicle for exploring a lot of different things.
Cool. You gonna rap?
That's the next. Well,
next time.
We'll talk about rejection and do some freestyles next time.
I'm gonna put you on the couch.
We'll do one more live song.
Okay.
If you guys are all good.
Yep.
And get into that now. You're listening to The Burrow on CHR 101.9
FM. In a minor key.
I have to say, for anyone who listens to New Age, see, I'm a music therapist, and most of the New Age stuff is in a minor key. I mean, what is wrong with you? Anyway, what is wrong? Okay, bass, minor sad. You don't. Okay. Sorry, talking too much. I know. Oh no, I'm leading it off though.
Thank you. Start living. Start listening. From features through music to news. Reflecting your views, this is
CYTR's thing.
CITR 101.9 FM broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC.
Accelerated program.
Accelerated programming since 1937.
Given every opportunity to be someone, I think I'll write another song by the time that I almost kissed a girl. Ask the neighbors if there's something that I can run from.
Listen.
Radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
And still listening to The Burrow. Last time I'm going to say that. I try not to repeat phrases like that too much, but sometimes all the new people who get radio shows, the common mistake, not a mistake, it's fine. It's just when you hear it too much. When you come back, you go, all right, or you go, we're back. But it doesn't mean anything when you're listening to the radio. The people listening don't have any concept of what that means. They don't care. Like, you didn't go anywhere, you know? And the all right, it's just a, you know, a crutch to not, you know, because you don't know what to say. I'm coming back. Anyhow, we're back with Ben and Ian Brown of Zen Dogs. Thank you for coming by today and playing all the songs for us.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
Thank you.
For those of you just tuning in and who missed it, you can visit the website, citr.ca. This show is called The Burrow. It's on every Monday, and you'll be able to find a recording in the very near future. Wrapping up, one more time, let's let the people know about the album, how it can be found, and maybe anything that might be coming up performance-wise. Or
yeah, the band's called Zen Dogs, and it's just on Bandcamp now. And yeah, stop by and give a listen, and we'll be doing some shows probably coming up, and yeah, probably in the spring and summer. But I'll just keep them posted on the Zen Dogs Bandcamp, so you can find everything there.
Great.
Yeah.
And before the break, we played a song from San Tudor, just called Quotidian Boy, from his album Quotidian Dream, which came out last year. And you are playing with.
Yeah,
Sam Tudor.
There's a show that I can't announce maybe yet, but I don't know if it's totally out. But there will be a show coming up that I'm really excited about with Pugs and Crows, a band I play drums in, and Sam Tudor at a festival somewhere in Vancouver in the summer. So stay tuned for that. I'm really a fan of Sam. We've kind of been, Pugs and Crows and Sam have been seeing each other at festivals around BC, and then we've kind of been enjoying each other's music. And Sam made this amazing video actually for the Pugs. He's also a very talented videographer, and so yeah, I'm excited for that show with Pugs and Crows and Sam.
Great. Cool. All right. So I was thinking that to close things out, I was going to play a song from the record, from the Zen Dogs record. Any suggestions of a song?
Music for Breathing.
Music
for Breathing, the last one.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. So we're going to hear Music for Breathing by Zen Dogs to close out the show this week. Thanks again for coming by.
Andy.
Stay tuned. Marco is up next with Astro Talk. Before that, we will fade away to Music for Breathing from Zen Dogs off their record. Find it on their Bandcamp. Thank you all for listening.